This is RSN Central. It's time now for our midweek masterclass with Jack Dickens. G'day, Jack.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Before we take a closer look at Bendigo, and we'll do that straight after our next commitment here on RSN Central, but age of chivalry, you're happy with the draw? You're all over this galloper with our crystal ball on Tuesday. I think if you took the price that you suggested around the 12 or 13, quote, you shot pretty well because he's now into $8 for the Sir Rupert Clark.
Yeah, Peter and I suggested a bet on Age of Chivalry and also Superstorm at 15. I think Superstorm's more likely, but you probably get a decent price because it's drawn 18. That'll scare off a lot of punters.
It scared me, Jack.
Well, in Willy we trust. We must.
What's he going to do? He's not a... He'll have to go back and he'll have to weave some. You'll have to go inside horses. If he goes out wide, he's going to be last, and unless the pace is well and truly on.
I think there'll be good speed here. Streets of Avalon, Runton, dollar for dollar, Be Good to Your Mother, even Akinar Star, maybe Banco, Goldfields can go forward. I think Age of Chivalry will get a really good run on that speed from 13. The wider draw suits a good fast horse. I think he's going to find a race that's much more suited to the way he wins races than what he faced at Flemington.
Mooney
Valley.
We made it a black booker after his last start. Dr. Drill's been heavily supported in the staying race into 480 now.
He's got race up really short, I thought. Oh, I love the run, and I wanted to sort of be with it next start, but that's a pretty short quote in a really, really deep race. I thought the horse that was huge overs here was number 19, Supergirl.
Correct. That is a big price, 50-1. She's the third emergency, but she probably gets a start. There's already two scratchings.
Well, if you're betting she scratches, you get your money back now anyway. So,
yeah. People were tipping her in a Bendigo Cup. A Warrnambool Cup.
I think she's a big price in a... It's a very deep race. Like, if Canaan runs, he's going to be really exciting. Shandy's flying. Order of the Garter was very good. Polly Gray's had a little jump out. The list goes on. Very, very deep race.
The Julius Camp from Bendigo. I hope they do get her into one of the bigger spring races. I agree with you. 50-1 there. This is the Midweek Masterclass with Jack Dickens. Jack, let's have a look at Bendigo this afternoon. Your confident levels for this meeting? We are racing on a good four. The rail at Bendigo is out 9 metres the entire circuit. So how do you think this track will play?
I think the circle races will favour horses midfield or better. And I think the races out of the chute will be similar, but not as severe. Confidence levels to this meeting are as low as they get.
I
tried to find a stack of angles, but I just can't find anything that I can get too excited about. We're going to bet, but we're going to be a bit more nervous than normal, a bit safer than normal probably.
See?
Too.
So all of our friends know with the Midweek Masterclass here, we start with $200, but you can put some money aside for next week. So is that your plan, Jack?
Yeah, I'd like to just spend $100 today, and we'll carry over the $100 to next week. Next Wednesday, we're at Flemington.
And Benny Day pointed out, we'll take a tally of this now, so we'll continue on our Midweek Masterclass for our punters out there following. We'll keep our tally, and we'll see how we go for the spring, Jack. Is that okay?
Perfect. We should be always keeping results, Gareth.
Correct. That's you taught us with one of the masterclasses. So we'll start off with 200. We'll keep 100 in the back pocket for next week. So we'll have 300. We might make some money today. Who knows? I think we will. Where do we start with $100?
We're going to go to race one, number 3, Hitcock, $8.260 the place with Tab. We're going to have 25 each way. He's just right now on .com parading. Looks to be very forward and glowing in the coat. So hoping he can run a big race fresh.
All right, then. Hey, Mikey, you still got that grab from Tony Newton who spoke with Michael Felgate this morning? All right, mate, roll it.
Disappointed if he didn't finish in the first three. I think he's good enough to finish in the first three. He's done enough work to think that he's going to be fit enough to be right in the finish. He'll take good improvement from it. He's not wound right up, but... I think he's got enough ability to be right in the mix.
So that's a great push by Tony Nerd, and the great Dean Lester made this his best value play as well today.
So we're all on here.
We are all on. It shouldn't be 8.50 now. It should be into 4 or 5. It should be one of the great goes all day.
Maybe 25 each way is not hard enough, Gareth.
Maybe you should go 25-75.
Nah,
260
we'll
the drum.
We'll stick to the plan.
All right, then.
We'll save 100 for next week. Good meeting.
So you've gone 25 each way, have you, or 50 each way?
25 each way, number 3 in race 1 at Bendigo.
And then where do we go? We've got $50 left.
Well, we're going to wait till the very last race, Gareth.
Okay. The anticipation will be building.
This horse is fascinating. There's one horse that we're going to talk about first, which we're not betting on. Number 2, King Louis. Willow rides. This horse gets blinkers on fresh. It was backed heavily down the Flemington straight. Very big watch on number 2, what the market does. Punters, if you're getting involved today, watch what the market does there at number 2. But the horse we're going to back and have $50 on is number 13, Phoenix Global, who started with the Edmonds camp, then went to Mick Kent, then went to Danny O'Brien, and now lands with Leon and Troy Corson's. Trialled really well. Gets young Ethan Brown on from Barrier 9. I think this horse will suit his style of riding. I think he's quite an underrated rider, Ethan Brown. I think this horse will be in the first sort of 3 or 4 horses, which I think will be where you want to be. You know, last preparation, this horse had form around Gododdin. It knocked off Alpha Oro, who's since gone on and won a stack of good races. It looks to be a horse with good talent. The trials look strong. I think the map will suit, and hopefully enough money comes that we can bet with a bit more confidence late again. But happy to see it was on now.
This is what Troy Corston's had to say about Phoenix Global, Jack.
Not really half, because it's only the one corner there, so it's a bit like Caulfield, so you don't have to worry too much about it. New to the stable, this horse, but he's got a lot of talent. He trialled very well the other day at Flemington, and I think I'm nearly going to have to tip him as our best of the day.
There you go. So there's confidence. Phoenix Global from Troy Corstens. It's had some backing since the Breakfast Club as well. Now into $4, Jack. So what are we doing again?
We're 25 each way, race 1, number 3, Hitcock at $8.260 the place. Then we're going to have $50 on the win, race 8, number 13, Phoenix Global for the Corson's camp and Chop King Jr., Ethan Brown.
Do we take the $4 or do we wait a little later?
I think we take the $4. Take the $4. Definitely. Definitely take
the $4. All right, then. We'll take the $4 there. Dean Lester's best is race 2, number 8, Manola for Paul Prisker and Declan Bates at 3.30. So his play of the day, punters, not far away now from the first at Bendigo, is Hitcock the place at 2.60 into Manola, the win at 3.30. In saying that, with the Form Express as well, Archie Alexander, Jack, gave a wonderful push for Parade, said this horse took him a little while to get him to his best, but he found his best form now after that dominant victory there at Warrnambool, and he believes that this horse can go on with it this afternoon.
He was good last start, Parade, but I'd be with Dean. I think Manola might start favourite. It's currently 3.30 versus 3.10. I wouldn't be surprised if that switched by the time they jump.
All right then, Jack, just before we let you go, Saturday, so back to the markets there at Caulfield, 4 meetings or 4 races are up there at the moment with the tab for that Caulfield meeting. Mozzie Monster unbeaten. Mellum rides for John Sadler. She's at 2.30. Malicorn at 13. What else? We've got Aidensfield at 4.60. And Agreeable, Damien Lane takes the ride at $4.80. Your thoughts there?
I'd want to be with Agreeable and Aidensfield. Aidensfield's not got a rider yet, so I don't know if they'll be running. But I just think off those prices, Mozzie Monster's probably not going to get any shorter than that 2.90. They'll come for a few others here. There's a nice horses. Good race.
She hasn't won for a long time, but Liar is $2.60 too short for her in the last. Her last start effort was wowee first up, but she's not a winner for mine.
Yeah, well, I'm just been talking to our man Pistol Pete, and we were waiting for the tab to go up with the price, and good on the tab for going up first, but shattered when they went up $2.60. I think this thing will win. I think it was enormous last start. I just hope that they give us a bit of a price to get stuck into today. I think it starts favourite and probably starts around what it is now.
So 260, so the bookies have got it right, basically, then.
Yeah, no spoil for the punter there.
All right, then. In Sydney, very elegant at 230, Jared Daffy pointed out, as soon as they opened up the market, basically there was one punter that put 10,000 large on her to win the George Main. Was it Pete?
No, I don't think it was Pete. Pete, did you have 10,000 on Very Elegant? No, it wasn't him.
What's Pete's best at Belmont?
What's your best at Belmont today?
Stay out, he said.
Okay, there you go. Tell him the Western Whisperer at Belmont is going race 2 at Belmont, horse number 4, and that is South Star.
Race 2, number 4, South Star.
Yeah, $420.60.
Beautiful work.
Good on you, Pete, and good on you, Dicko. Good luck this week on the punt, and we'll catch you again for the Crystal Ball on Tuesday, and let's hope that Superstorm and Age of Chivalry run the Quinella.
Yeah, we got the overs. We just need to get the win.
Just quickly, have you under a minute to go now, so you're still happy with Hitchcock, the way that this gallop has travelled up to the barriers?
Yeah, look, everything looks pretty well. The market's just got a little bit soft on us late.
Yeah.
Sort of out to $9. The market has come for D Lane and number 11, Vishaka. Not sure how you pronounce that. That's the one they've sort of specced late here.
Yep.
But it's a very open race. But the favourite's soft late. The second favourite's, if anything, a little bit soft. The 11 and 8 are sort of firm. So I'm happy with where we are.
Definitely. Good on you, mate. Good luck.
You too, mate. Bye-bye.
That's RSN Central. Thanks for your company here today. If you missed